上，加油加油西北方。
悠悠悠悠大地，悠悠悠悠山，悠悠悠悠西北大我的堂。
Everybody, louder. Louder.
Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam,
Jaya Jaya
Radhe, Jaya Jaya
Shyam,
Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda VanadhaJaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha Jaya Jaya RadheJaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadham. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadham.Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Shyam
Jaya Jaya
Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam,
Jaya Jaya Radhe,
Jaya Jaya Shyam.Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya 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 Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha.Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha. Oh, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrinda Vanadha. Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavan Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya 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 Shri Vrindavan
बोलो श्री राधे
बोलो श्री राधे बोलो Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Krishna
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala
Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandalal Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandalal
Boliye Hariman
Gopala
Nandalal Krishna Govinda Govinda
Gopala
Gopal Nandala
Gopal Nandala
Gopal Nandala
Gopal Nandala
Gopal Nandala Gopal Nandala Gopal Nandalal Gopal Nandalal
Gopal Nandalal
Gopal Nandalal
Gopal Nandala Gopal Nandala
Gopal Nandala Gopal Nandala Gopal Nandalal Gopal Nandalal Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal
Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal
Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal
Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal
Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala,
Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala,
Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala,
Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Krishna Govinda, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala,
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala, Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala,
Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala,
Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala,
Krishna Kanhaiya Lal Ki द्वारकाधीश की द्वारका धाम की जय
निताई गौर प्रेमनंदे हरि हरि ढुले ढुले गोरचान हरि गुण गा ढुले ढुले गोरचान
हरि गुण गा.
This song is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Brajamandal Parikrama in Vrindavan. As we now, his ears during Kartik, ISKCON devotees, over 500 devotees go on Brajamandal Parikrama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, did that same parikrama, going on the same path. In fact, we follow in his footsteps. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits Vrindavan. Whole Braj Mandal is delighted by his presence, feeling ecstatic, trembling in ecstasy. Even Tarur Lata, the trees and the birds, the cows and the deer, Jamuna, and you name it, and they're all very jubilant. By seeing the presence of Gaur Sundar, they had a thought, oh, our Shyam Sundar is back, our Shyam Sundar is here. Only Gaur Sundar was there. Well, by the way, when we say only Gaur Sundar, that's Shyam Sundar. That's more than Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar is only Shyam Sundar, but Gaur Sundar is Shyam Sundar and Radharani, two in one. There's more than Shyam Sundar. Only difference, well, there's difference of the complexion. He was Shyam Sundar and this is Gaur Sundar. Jai Rukmini Dwarkadhish Ki Jai. So as much as possible, please. Oh, we have words also there. Okay, good. For you, look at the. Dhule, 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 dhule. What is dhule, dhule? Huh? Oh, you're doing nicely. Want to come forward? Huh? Here, here. Join us.
Vivo.
You understand dhule dhule?
Here, here.
No, you have to do it for half an hour. Gotta keep dancing. Dhule dhule gora chan hari guna ga. Dhule dhule gora chan hari guna ga. Asiya Vrindavane. Asiya Vrindavane,
Asiya Vrindavane,
Nad
নাচে গৌরাই নাচে গৌরা ঢুলে ঢুলে গৌরা চান হরি গুণ গা ঢুলে 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 গৌরা চান হরি গুণ গা ঢুলে ঢুলে বৃন্দাবনের তরুণ লতা প্রেম কয় হরি কথা নিকুণ্ডের পাখি গুলি নিকুণ্ডের পাখি গুলি হরি নাম শুনা হরি নাম শুনা ঢুলে ঢুলে গোরা চান হরি গুণ গান ঢুলে 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 গোরা চান হরি গুণ গান ঢুলে ঢুলে গৌর বলে হরি হরি সারি বলে হরি হরি মুখে মুখে সুখ সারি
মুখে সুখ সারি
মুখে মুখে সুখ সারি
মুখে সুখ সারে
হরি নাম গায়
হরি নাম গায়
হরি নাম গায় হরি নাম গায় ভুলে ভুলে ঘোরা যায় হরি গুণ গায় ঢুলে 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 গোরা যান হরি গুণ গায় হরি নামে মত্ত হয়ে হরি না আসিছে দিয়ে ময়ূরা ময়ূরী প্রেমে ময়ূরা ময়ূরী প্রেমে নাচিয়া খেলা নাচিয়া খেলা ঢুলে ঢুলে ঘোরা যা হরি গুণ গা ঢুলে 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 গোরা যান
प्राणे हरि ध्याने हरि हरि बोलो वजन भोरी हरि नाम गेये गेये हरि नाम गेये गेये रस गल जाए रस गल जाए ढूले ढूले गोरा जान हरि गुण गा ढूले ढूले गोरा जान हरि गुण गा जमुनार कुले नाचे हरि हरि बोले
जमुनार नाचे हरि हरि
जमुना उठोले से जमुना उठोले से चरण धोया चरण धोया ढूले ढूले तो राजा हरि गुण गा ढूल गोरा जा हरि गुण गा हसिया वृंदावन हसिया वृंदावन नाचे गौरा नाचे गौरा नाचे गौरा ढूले ढूले गौरा जा हरि गुण गा ढूले गोरा जाहरि गुण गा ढूले ढूले गुरु कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरि हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे हरे हरे राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्ण
कृष्ण हरे हरे
राम
राम ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಫೀಡ್ಬ್ಯಾಕ್
ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ज्ञान तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जन
Of us, you get the garland for being the best dancer. Most artistic and enthusiastic. The oldest dancer. Thank you.
तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितानुजम् भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वंदे अहम श्री गुरुहो श्री युत पद कमलां श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथां नितां तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्विता जयतां सुरतोर्पङ्गोर्मम मन्दमतीर्गतिः मदसर्वस्वपादाम्भोजो राधा मदनमोहनो दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थ श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो निष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानं स्मरामि दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थो श्री श्री राधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो प्रष्टालिभिः सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारं भीम बंसी बंसी वट तट स्थितः कर्षन् वेणुर्स्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रियेष्णः कस्तूरी तिलकम् ललाट पटले वक्षस्थले कौस्तुभम् नासाग्रे वरमौक्तिकम् करतले वेणुम् परे च कङ्कणम् सर्वांगे हरिचंदनम सुललितम अंधे च मुक्तावली गोपीभिर् परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपाल चूड़ामणि गोपाल चूड़ामणि गोपाल चूड़ामणि कृष्ण त्वदीय पद पंकज पांजरांतम् अद्यैव मे विशतु मानस राजहंसः प्राणप्रयाण समये कफवात पित्तै कंठावरोधन विधो स्मरणं कुतस्ते अयि नन्दतनुज किङ्करम् पतिताम् माम् विषमे भवाम्बुधो कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थित धूलीसदृशम् विचिन्तय नयनम् गददश्रुधारया वदनम् गद्गद् वृद्धया गिरा पुलकैर्निचितम् वपु कदा तव नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति युगायितम् विनिषेध चक्षुषा प्रावृषायितम् शून्यायितम् जगत् सर्वम् गोविन्द विरहेण मे अश्लीष पादरता विनष्टुमा अदर्शना मर्महतां करोतु वा यथा तथा विदधातु लंपटो मत्प्राणनाथस्तु स एव न परः पीडम् नटवर बपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारम् बिभ्रद्वासा कनक कपिशम्
वैजयंती च माला वेणो रंध्रा अधर सुधया पूरयम् गोपवृंदै वृंदावनम् स्वपद रमणम् प्राविशद् गोपकीर्तिः तुलसीहर गड़ा कासे पीतांबर आवड़े निरंतर हेची ध्यान मकर कुंडले तलपति श्रवणी कंठी कौस्तुभमणि विराजित तुका भणे माझे हेची सर्व सुख पाहिन श्रीमुख आवडी रे वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुतस् कुंभन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदै सांगक्रमोपनिषदै गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थित तदगतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यशान्तं न विदुः सुरासुरगण दिवाय तस्मै नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौरभक्त बिंद
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Yeah.
गौरा प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओ नीताय गौरा प्रेमानंदे नीताय गौरा प्रेमानंदे रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की श्री श्री को निताई की श्री प्रभुपाद की जा काय गौर प्रेमनंदे हरि हरि
गुड 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 अरे वाह
लोकनाथ महाराज's band key लोकनाथ स्वामी jam key
Thinking of doing Kirtan towards the end of the Katha today, or more Kirtan, but it happened before. We're thinking today's topic is confidential and it's very tough and all that, esoteric. And more we think of Lord's departure, well, better it is. Because no one wants Lord to depart. But as we had decided, I mean, this was on the list of the past times. So we are going to go through. And then we wanted to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna departs and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, then the holy name appears. So that was the sequence that we had on mind. But just things flow. On the holy name, by the grace of the holy name, we have blessings of the Krishna Leela, pastimes of the Lord, Bhagavad Katha of the Lord. And by their mercy, then we enter holy dham of the Lord. We have Dwarkadish Darshan, Rukmini Dwarkadish Darshan of the Lord. And all these are different lords, in fact. The holy name is a lord, and his pastimes are lord, non-different. His form is a lord. His abode is a lord. So like I was also thinking how we are talking of Dham, Dwarka Dham, and the pastimes there. So we are just tossed from one to other, from pastime to the holy name, to the holy form, to the holy Dham, then holy Prasad, like the way we go from. So whichever way you go, in between these manifestations of the Lord. Like the pastimes of the Lord are called Vangmay Murti. Vakmay. Vak, that's the talk. Vak, vak. Vangmay. This is incarnation, this Bhagavatam, the words, Shabda Parabrahma. So this is Parabrahma, Bhagavatam. And the holy name is another feature of the Lord, especially in this age of Kali. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In the form of the holy name he appears. In the form of Rukmini Dwarkadhish Ki, he appears. In the form of holy dham he appears. So we're just floating here on the waves of one manifestation, one feature of the Lord to another, to another. So as for our plans, we want to take you through, take on a tour of Bhagavatam, and we have, in order to hear the pastimes of the Lord, related to the departure, excuse me, we need to enter the 11th canto. So far we were, for the last 3 years, we were dealing with the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. But another reason also where we wanted to bring up to the Lord's departure, the concluding pastime as a departure, because when we started 3 years ago, we started from his appearance. So I thought from appearance to the transcendental disappearance, we'll discuss these pastimes. And then we'll see next time when we get together, something will crop up. There are more details we have skipped a lot of things. And there are other cantos and other leelas and pastimes and old Bhagavatam. The nectar from wherever you relish it. So talking of the departure, we get the map for us. Okay, there we are. Dwarka, that one is Dwarka. Okay, that one is Dwarka, yours. You are being pointed out. That's Dwarka. And then yesterday we were, that Dham is not there anymore on the map. The abode of, the hometown of Sudama, Pur Sudama. Pur, also known as Porbandar these days. And then today, when we talk of disappearance, the place from where he disappears, it's called Prabhas Kshetra. And that's, approximately there. It'll be more to my left side. Okay, like that. Somnath, probably some of you have heard name, big name, Somnath. One of the 12 Shivalingas, famous Shivalingas. And Somnath is one of them. And Gajnika Mohammed was very opulent Shiva temple. It still is to this day one of the most famous. So this Prabhas Kshetra is just around the corner. It's just there, you know, where Somnath is. So there is Prabhas Kshetra. So Lord Krishna also, Krishna and Balaram also had gone to Prabhas Kshetra. This from where is our Avantipur? Okay, Avantipur. Okay, that's where Krishna and Balaram had gone for their studies. Also, Sudama was there studying at Ujjain Avantipur. 64 days. Krishna learned 64 hours, and then was time for Dakshina. Guru Maharaj, they gave a very special mission. I know you are going to give us Dakshina, but we want something very special. So they had lost their son, and Krishna and Balaram had come to Prabhas Kshetra also. Prabhas Kshetra is right on the ocean beach. This is Arabic Ocean. And the other one is Bay of Bengal. The east coast, that's Bay of Bengal. This is the Arabic Sea. So Prabhas Kshetra is a place where Krishna and Balaram had come looking for their the departed son. Son had died. Some mysterious events. So that's where Krishna and Balaram were met with the Samudra Devata. He came folded hands and worshipped. Oh, what could I? Oh, we understand that our spiritual master's son has been killed by which asur? Shankhasur. Shankha. And a body of Shankh. Kaunshal. So, and he must be there in the ocean. So, Samudra Devata, the demigod in charge of the oceans, he said, oh, you help yourself. Ocean is here, you could jump in, dive deeper, and see whether whereabouts of this demon. And so at this Prabhas Kshetra, there, Krishna and Balaram, they jumped into the ocean, and after a long search, they came across the body of this Shankhasur. They looked inside the body, but there was no son of, it was suspected that he had eaten Sandipani Muni's son. So as Krishna and Balaram did not find son there, they took that kaunshal. They took that kaunshal, and that is Panchajanya, the kaunshal that Lord Krishna blows. So from that time onwards, he had this kaunshal called Panchajanya. So he found this near Prabhas Kshetra. And of course because he couldn't find the son there, he had gone all the way to abode of Yamaraj, Yamalaya. And there Lord blew his transcendental, this Panchajanya Kaunshal. And just by hearing Krishna blowing the Kaunshal, all the residents of hell, immediately they attain four-handed form body, their spiritual bodies. They started their journey upwards. They all started going back to home, back to Godhead. Yeah. As Lord visited the hell, he visited the hell, he visited the abode of Yamalok, and he blew his kaunshal, and everyone. So that's another
in connection with this Prabhas Kshetra. And so we'll get there to Prabhas Kshetra soon, as we are way behind. And well, let's see how much ground we could cover. So this pastime of Lord's departure, the Lord is thinking that my associates are Dwarkavasis, they are eternal, we need to wind up these pastimes. If I go, how they will stay on? They are eternal. So he's trying to have some cause which would cause the death, the end of the residents of Dwarka, and then they move on. The curtain on the manifest Leela of Dwarkadhish, behind the curtain from that time onwards. So he's devising ways and means, and this is what is transpiring. The whole Yadu dynasty is cursed. Kula nashanam mushalam kula nashanam. The one mushal. You know mushal? It's translated as club. Well, club is usually... Balaram has a club. Well, eventually they did use this mushal or something that grew from the mussel as a weapon, but originally the meaning of mussel is a pestle. Some of you know how the mussel works. It is used for to unhusk the paddy manually. A lady takes a mussel in her hand. It's a rod, with heavy kind, and it has a ring, iron ring at the bottom, and see, and the husk is there in the mortar, and so that's mussel. So that mussel leela. From this comes from mussel comes mussel leela. And this mussel has become the cause of the vinash, destruction of the whole Yadu dynasty. So what has happened is, once upon a time, or when the time had come, Lord wanted to close the chapter of his pastimes on the earth. Around that time, so many rishis have come. Vishwamitra, Asita, Kanava, Duravasa, Bhragurangiraha, Kashyapo, Vamadevo, Vasishto, Narada Adayaha. Means list has not come to an end. At least 10 names have been mentioned, and there is Adaya, etc. Means so many more. Some big names have been mentioned. So they are in town. And then Kumara Yadunandanaha, some young boys, they were in a playful mood. They got together and they have approached these sages, Narada and others. Vinitavat, although they were not humble at all, these boys, they were But they were acting. They were doing a little drama of being very humble. And they approach and see they. They in Sanskrit is they in English. Sounds similar. They. Te veshayitva stri veshayi. So what they did, Samba, who is Jambavati Sutam, son of Jambavati, who is Samba, they dressed this Samba like a lady. Oh, are you looking at? You are. Okay. And pregnant lady. Maybe they put a football or something. They were playing and they tied a football and wrapped. And a little makeup. And putting her forward, they have gone. And they are asking on her behalf. They say, you know, this lady who is about to give birth to a child, she is very curious to know whether she would deliver a baby boy or baby girl. And because she is very shy, she doesn't want to ask you directly, but on her behalf we are asking. So, Rukmini Dwarka Adhishaki, could you please throw some light on this? And the sages, they were not fools. They immediately detected that they were playing some games and trying to trick them and making kind of fun of this very serious, very grave Muni. Muni is very, very serious person, thoughtful. And these children were kind of playing with these sages. So, normally they would not become angry like this, but then, well, Lord warns. Lord is behind this. So this time they have become angry. As normally, you know, it's very difficult to see Parikshit Maharaj getting angry, but that day, just because that sage, who was that? Shamyak. He did not offer him water. Hey, could you get some water? I'm very thirsty. Get some water, please. I'm very thirsty. And there was no response. And then he had seen the sage sitting there. Oh, he is pretending because he doesn't want to even offer me water. These thoughts. And he became very angry and he wanted to take revenge and he put snake around the neck of that sage. So, as normally, King Parikshit would not respond like this, get angry like this, but behind that episode also, there was the Lord's will, which led to recitation of Bhagavatam 7 days, and the whole world is benefited by that. So these very peaceful sages, on this occasion, they became very angry. And they said, hey, Janayashyati, oh Mandaha, you fools! He wanted to know whether this lady would give birth to a boy or a girl. We say, we know, she will give birth to a musal. Which would become Kulanashanam, which will destroy your Yadu dynasty. Tat shrutva te santrasta vimucha sahodaram. When the boys heard this, they did not know what to do or whether this is right or wrong. And well, they took the clothes off this lady. He had a shirt and pant, and you know, he took the sari off. And what they found was there was a mussel. This baby, this boy, which is also not normal, boy giving birth to anything. First time in the history of the world, a boy gave birth. And what he gave birth to was a mussel. Actually, the mussel was there. And they were bewildered. They did not know what to do. And they had just heard, oh, that mussel will be cause of the destruction of your dynasty. So, not knowing what to do with this, they took this. All the boys took the mussel. And they went to the assembly hall. And that time all the residents of Dwarka, they were very much there. Ugrasen was presiding over. Kim kratam manda bhagyer kim vadishyami no janaha iti vivvalata giha nadaya musalam yayu. And they went there. Oh, we are very unfortunate. And all that. And they gave the whole report to all the assembled residents of Dwarka. And when the elderly members were informed, there's also described how these boys, all these boys had, their faces were pale, no luster on their face. No, they were just lost. And so they went and they told the whole story. And the residents of Dwarka, headed by Ugrasen, they knew very much, oh, Narad Muni and Vasishtha and Vishwamitra and Durvasa and Bhrigu and Kashyap, if they all together, if this is their curse, this is what they uttered, proclaimed, well then, it's pretty serious. So how to avoid this mussel, we may call a club or a pestle. This is going to be cause of destruction of all of us and others. So they had an idea, especially Ugrasen. The idea was, they thought, if we, before this club, this mussel destroys us, what if we destroy the mussel itself? So they decided to break this mussel into pieces, make it into powder, tiny, tiny particles. So that is what they did, and they threw that in the ocean. Okay, hogya, finished. They thought, now we are safe. The mussel is no more. This mussel was supposed to be the cause of our destruction. The mussel doesn't exist. They assumed like that. At the same time, they were thinking, no. The sages have given this curse, and this is unavoidable, and this is the will of the providence, and this is going to happen. So along with this, although most of the mussel was made into small particles, powders, but there was also one small portion of this mussel that did not remain up. The iron, small part of it. did not become part. So both all these things were thrown. So gradually what happens was all these particles floating with the waves, they go to the, they reach the banks of the ocean, and they all grow into what has been described here as Erica, a special plant with a sharp, the edges are very sharp, like a sharp blades, and the trunk, small trunk, their body is like a stick, staff, pointed at the top. And it has grown into like a millions of pieces. Quickly it grew into like a forest. And this small portion that was did not become a powder, this was eaten, quickly eaten by one fish. And this fish was caught in a net and reached someone. Someone bought this fish and he was cutting that fish for his dinner. As he opened, he found that particle of the part of that mussel. And he decided to use that part of his arrowhead, the pointed portion. He's using that to make his arrowhead. So now the weapons are, this is going to be a weapon. This is going to be the bombs for destruction. All these plants, Erica plants, residents of Dwarka will be using to beat each other, fight with each other with that. And this arrow is going to be used on the Lord himself, who is also part of the dynasty, part of that whole Dwarka. Yaduvamsh. So, as this scene has been set, and the kind of eminent, although they were thinking that we are safe, we have, the mussel doesn't exist. But the news even has reached demigods, and they have descended in Dwarka. Atha Brahma Atma Jair Devai. Brahma has come along with Atmaja, his children, his offsprings. Deve Prajesha Avrato Bhyagat. Prajapatis have come. Bhavasya Bhuta Bhavesho Yayo Bhuta Ganair Rataha. Shiva also has come. Shiva the Bhuta Bhavya, the bestower of the auspiciousness, that's Shiva. He has come along with Bhuta Ganair Vrataha. He has his associates, some Bhutas also. Surrounded by them, he has come. Indra Marudhvir Bhagavan Aditya Vasavo Svino Rubhavo Angiraso Rudra Vishvesadhyasya Devataha. So others also have come. Indra has come, Marudvi Vasavaha, there are 8 Vasus, 2 Aswin Kumaras, Gandharva Apsaro Nagaha Siddha Charana Guhyakaha. So many varieties of beings, personalities from higher planetary systems. Rushaya Pitarashchaiva Savidyadhara Kinnaraha Dvarakam Upajagamu Sarve Krishna Didrakshavaha. But they're all worried that, oh, Krishna may be leaving the universe. We better see him. We want to see him. Didrakshava. They're very anxious to have his darshan before his departure. They were very much there when he had advented. They had run, they had rushed to Mathura, and they were offering their prayers and greeting the Lord. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham. So all the demigods headed by Brahma, Yam Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Marutas Stunvanti Divya Istavai. They're offering prayers as he had appeared and now, especially because they had appealed to the Lord for his advent and Lord had responded and he had appeared, so they were there to greet him, thank him for the appearance, but now Lord is getting ready to depart. So all the demigods, they have ...330 million... How many demigods? There are 330 million... demigods. So they have come for darshan of the Lord. Nataha asmate natha parapadaravindam buddhi indriya prana mano vachu vachovihi. So we offer our most humble obeisances at your padaravindam, padaravinda, your lotus-like feet, and we render service unto you using our buddhi, indriya, the intelligence, our senses, our mind, our speech, all these faculties, everything is at your disposal. And there are more prayers. They have spoken. They had been talking and talking. Brahma Uvacha, and there's, so everyone is talking together, says, all the demigods have offered prayers, and they have spoken to the Lord. But then there's also a special speech, a dialogue of Brahma with the Lord. And he says, Bhumir Bharavataraya Pura Vigyapitaha Prabho Tvam Asma Virasheshatmas Tathaiva Tapaditam. Yes, in the past, because this earth was burdened with the heavy weight of the demons, and Mother Earth was feeling uncomfortable, and so on her behalf we had prayed to you in the past. We did this and you appeared and you did fulfill our desires of annihilating those demons. Avatirya yadorvam se bibhradrupam anuttamam. With wonderful form, Sri Krishna form, you have appeared. Devaha apiyasya rupasya nityam darshanakangshinaha. Even Krishna personally has said this. about his own form. What does he say? In 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, oh, my form, O Arjuna, now that you are looking at, sudur darsham idam rupam. Darshan of this form is very rare. Devaha piyasya rupasya. Even the demigods are very, very anxious to have darshan of this form. Nityam darshana kankshinaha. So that kind of wonderful form, Krishna form, which is best of all the forms of the Lord. Krishna has so many forms. Advaitam achutam anadi ananta rupam. So many ananta, unlimited forms. Ramadi murtishukala niyamena tishtan. Nana avataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu. You assume so many forms. Ram and other murtis, you become this murti, this rupa, that. But of all these murtis, the Krishna form, this is most beautiful, unparalleled. So that form you assumed, and you performed so many pastimes, you performed magnanimous deeds, hitaya jagato kratha, for the benefit of the whole world. He performed all these pastimes. Yani yani te charitanisha manushya sadhava kalo shranamantaha kirtayantascha tarishanti anjasatamaha. And Lord has made it easy for us, our liberation, our devotion has become easier, Brahma says. And those manushyas, the human beings, when they sit down and they hear your pastime, especially Kalo, in this age of Kali, shranavantaha kirtayantascha, as these pastimes are spoken and heard, tarishanti, person becomes, he floats this world and then goes across, doesn't sink deep into the ocean, but tarishanti, like he sits in this boat of shravanam kirtanam and easily crosses this world of ignorance. Tarishanti tamaha. And my dear Lord, yaduvamshe avatirnasya bhavata purushottama sharad shatam vyatiyaya pancha vinshadhikam prabho. As if he had been keeping track. Says, my dear Lord, O Purushottam, you were on the planet for last 125 years. Panchavinsha adhikam shatam. Shatam, that's 100, and panchavinsha, that's 25. 125 years you were on this planet. And as we are talking of, the departure of the Lord from this planet, there is information of when Lord departed from this planet. 3102 years BC before Christ, Lord departed. The pastime that we are talking about here, this took place 3102 years BC. So to bring that to 2006, that's how many years? I had a little addition here. 5,000 auspicious. 108. 5,108 years ago, Lord departed. And then if you want to know how many years ago, precisely, how many years ago he appeared, then what you have to do? Add 125 years, and that comes to 5,233. I did a little calculation before coming here. Smart, huh? So nothing is vague. Everything is clear. All information is there. Exact. So Brahma says, yes, yes, my dear Lord, you were here for 125 years and you did all that we desired and prayed for. And so if you wish, tataha swadhama paramam vishashva yadi manyase, if you wish, yadi manyase, yadi tvam manyase, if you like, you may enter your own abode. You may return to your own abode. He's getting Brahma's endorsement. He's a big figure. So taking him into confidence, his consent is there. Idanim nasha arabdha. Lord says yes. He says more other things also. But then he says yes. You know, the destruction of the Yadu dynasty has begun. With that curse, that was the beginning. This is just a matter of some more time and they would be all out of here. And yashyami bhavanam, yeah, kulasya dvija shapataha. Yes, those dvijas, those brahmins, those sages, munis, they have cursed our family, our whole dynasty. So the death, departure, the destruction is imminent, cannot be avoided. So yashyami, we will all go. And one thing he says, Lord says to Brahma, that yashyami bhravanam brahman he brahmaji etanante tavanagha. On the way back home to Golok, I will drop in at your Brahmalok. I will just quickly visit you. I'll make a stopover, one stop. From, as I start from Dwarka here, one stop in Brahmalok, and then I will return. So, in some encouraging words for Brahma, he will visit Brahma's dham. Ityukto lokanathena swayambhu pranipatyatam. So, as all the demigods were certainly hearing with rapt attention. So, finally they all offered their pranams to the Lord and they returned to their own abodes, to respective lokas. But they'll be back. There's some more time before Lord departs. So he's about to leave, they again will come back. So this is just the preparation part. Atatasyam mahotpatan dvaravatyan samusthitan samutthitan vilokya bhagavanaha yadubradhan samagatan. So demigods have returned And now Lord is addressing, He is there with the residents of Dwarka. All the elders have assembled and Lord wants to address them. The Mahot Utpatan, you know, the signs of destruction, already so many indications are there. So in the midst of that, and everyone, it's on everybody's mind. So there's assembly of the residents of Dwarka, and Sri Bhagavan Umacha, Lord is addressing. Don't you see? Su mahotpataha vyatyushtan iha sarvata shapasya kulasyadi brahmane bhyo duratyaya. Oh, that curse by the brahmanas, this cannot be avoided. Is impressing upon all the residents of Dwarka. And hence he says, Aryakaha, O respected assembled elders, I do not advise that you stay on in Dwarka. We better go to Prabhasam. We go to Prabhas Kshetra. Sumahat punyam yashyamo adyaiva machiram. Better we leave Dwarka. It's very dangerous to be here. Let's go to Prabhas Kshetra. Sumahat punyam yashyamo. And when to go? Adyaiva. Today we will leave. No, we machiram. No delays, we have to go. We must leave. Get ready. Prepare yourself to leave for Prabhas Kshetra. Well, they could also, why not die in Dwarka? So the commentaries are there by our great acharyas. And they explain that well, there are different, when Lord appears, there are three kinds of Lord has three kinds of associates. One kind is those who come with Him from His own abode. From the spiritual sky they come. He comes, they come with Him from Golok. That's one kind. The other kind is those who have become now eligible. They have been chanting and dancing and hearing Bhagavad Katha and they also did Ante Narayana Smriti at the time of death. Also they remembered the Lord, and like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and others are successfully departing the body from the planet. So setting example, dhiras tatra namuyati, not disturbed by that change of the body. So yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyanti kalevaram, the kind of thought you have at the time of death, that is what determines our future. So those who depart in full Krishna consciousness, they depart. So before they go back to Golok, they associate with Krishna in one of the universes. They spend they participate in Krishna's pastimes, and when that pastime is over, then they go to Golok. So that's the second kind. The third kind is the demigods. When Lord appears, and Lord had instructed, you have to take birth, you have to join, go take birth in Brajamandal. When they had gone to, they were praying for Lord's advent, and Lord agreed, and He said, But you go ahead of me and take birth in Vrindavan or in Dwarka, those places. And of course, the residents of Dwarka, they were in Mathura before. From there, they had gone to Dwarka. Lord transferred them. So those persons whose time either has not come to go to Golok, or those who need to stay on to continue the duties as demigods, and they need to return to their own planets, they are being taken out of Dwarka. Because if they leave their bodies in Dwarka, well, they'll go back to Godhead. So they are being taken out of Dwarka, so that they leave the body and then they go to, they stay on in this universe for a longer time, or they continue their duties as demigods, but because they have come from there and they return, they had come to assist the Lord in his past times. So that is one explanation about this proposal. Let's go to Prabhas Kshetra and let's fight it out there. Not here in Dwarka. Yatrasnatva. So we'll go there, we'll take bath. This is Krishna's proposal. We'll become free from vimuktaha kilbishat. All the sins that we may have committed, we'll become free from that in that holy dham. Suran bhojayitva, will feed the brahmanas, vipran. Teshu danani patra, will give charity. And as a result, tarishyamaha, will become free, liberated. That would be our perfection. So let's all get ready ready to go. So they will be getting ready. They are going to, that comes up also somewhere. They go by boat. They start journey there in Dwarka. They get into the boat. No, that's not Dwarka. That's Prabhas Kshetra. Yeah. The Dwarka name. Okay. And by boat they come to Prabhas Kshetra. And once they are on the land, onto the land, they have more journey, not much, little journey, by chariots, they go to Prabhas Kshetra. So Bhagavatam described they had a boat ride and then the chariot ride to reach Prabhas Kshetra. This map helps, huh? It's good? Yeah, otherwise who knows where in the universe is Prabhas Kshetra. They're talking. So, audio visual. Okay, then our Uddhav, he also has come to know that Lord is, he just heard the address by the Lord and he was there. Get ready, let's go to Prabhas Kshetra. And Uddhav has approached the Lord very confidentially. You could see Lord seated on the throne and Uddhav at his feet. The complexion of both of them is the same. In fact, they look alike. Uddhav, very confidential associate, friend, relative, minister, consultant for the Lord. Very dear to the Lord. Every day, even going to the assembly, two of them would have go in the same chariot. So very close to the Lord. And he never, not only looked like the Lord, but he also used to dress like the Lord, not dress like the Lord, but he used to use the dress of the Lord. He never went to the tailor and stitched clothes for himself. He would wait for Lord to give him some maha clothes, maha prasad. Then he would wear. So when he was sent by Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan, Uddhava was sent, you know. Krishna did not go. So in his place, Uddhava goes. That also gives us understanding of how important is this figure, personality, Uddhava. Lord did not go. So in his place, Uddhava goes. So when he was coming in the chariot, the gopis had seen Krishna leaving in the chariot, go to Mathura, and now they saw another chariot coming from Mathura's side, and they thought, for sure, this is the chariot of the Lord. And he had promised, yes, yes, I will come back. So the chariot was getting closer, and then they saw the person, his complexion was just like Krishna. And the clothes, just like Krishna. And they're all convinced, oh, it's Krishna, for sure it's Krishna. But as chariot got closer, of course they realized, oh, there's only one person in the chariot. No, no, no. Krishna, he would not come alone. Where is Balaram? Then they started doubting. And then soon they were totally disappointed. That wasn't Krishna, but that was just Uddhava. And he had a letter for the residents of Vrindavan, for gopis, and message. Message of Krishna only, no Krishna, only message. So that Uddhava is here with the Lord, and he says, Naham tavangri kamalam kshanardham api keshava tyaktum samutsahe natha swadhama nayamam api. Maybe he has some reason to think, which has not been disclosed here. He thinks that Lord is going to leave him behind. Lord will go, but Uddhava will stay on. And he says, no, no. From your lotus feet, staying away even for a moment, I can't stand, I can't bear this. Tyaktum samutsahe natha. So please, swadhama nayamam api. Me too. Bring me also with you too. To swadham, yivardham, with you. And then he says, you know, we all, shayyasana, snana krida shayanadishu. We did this together. We ate together, we slept together, we traveled together, we played together. You name it, we were together, we're team members. Tava kriditam Krishna Vrinam parama mangalam karna piyusham asvadya tyajanti sriham janaha. That your kriditam, your play, your pastimes, your activities, they're param mangalam, param supreme, the Mangal, all auspicious pastimes. And anyone who hears Karna Piyusha Asvadya, and these pastimes enter Karna Vivarai, enter his ears, he becomes free from all the material, mundane attachments and desires. He's cut. He's distanced from the world as he listens to the nectarian pastimes of yours. And as one, well, this is not here, but the Brahma in another canto, in his prayers, he says that as one hears with the ears your pastimes, then he begins to smell the fragrance of your lotus feet with his ears. With his ears, he begins to smell. Is that Lord's lotus feet? Begins to. Well, it's only mentioned lotus feet, but the whole lotus, whole form. Lotus feet, lotus hands, lotus face, lotus navel. Seven parts of Lord's body are lotus like. Seven parts of the body of the Lord have a pinkish complexion. Three parts of the body of the Lord are short. The neck, the thighs, and the genitals are short. Three parts of the Lord are very deep. His navel is deep. His intelligence is very deep. And his voice is very deep. Like that, there are 32 symptoms of Mahapurush, described in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. In that list, seven lotus-like parts, seven pinkish, three this and three that, and his long arms and broad chest and thin vest and like a lion. So Brahma there says, as one hears with the ear, then he gets kind of indication of Lord being around. He begins smelling the fragrance of the form of the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord. So Uddhav also says, so as one hears Asvadya, having relished this nectar of your vikriditam paramamangalam, your pastimes, they are paramamangal, like a mangal arti. Morning hours are very mangal, very sweet, auspicious, pure. So as they enter our ears, then swadu swadu pade pade, those sages also in Naimisharanya, oh, we are not tired. Vayam tu navitrapyam. No, we want to hear more. Go on talking, go on narrating, please, go on, go on. Swadu swadu pade pade, at every step, swadu, we are relishing this. Give us more. More. One more. And so we were in South India, Padyatra. And then we reached Tamil Nadu. And summertime. And every village that we went, well, wherever, we had big receptions and big prasad, and they would serve us buttermilk. And the buttermilk is called more. Is anyone from Tamil Nadu here? More is buttermilk? Did I say it right? More. So our devotees, we had lost our Western devotees and they had learned this word. And they would say, more, more. More, more. More means buttermilk. Give me more, more. Give me buttermilk more. More, more. So as those, our devotees, Padyatra devotees, after walking, 20 kilometers, of course, they deserve lots of more, more. So these sages in Naimisharanya Sutta go, Swadu, Swadu, Pade, Pade, more. Give us more nectar, not tired. So then, Uddhava has said more things, which we are going to skip here. Hey, more time. More time. So the Lord says to Uddhava, well, I think I'm going to summarize now. That he's basically going to ask him to stay on in this world. He's going to ask him to, first of all, don't stay in Dwarka. It is safer to be on the road. Travel, he says. Traveling. Vicharasvagam Tvam tu sarvam parityajya. Sounds like a sarvadharman parityajya. Tvam tu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandhushu. You should give up everything. The swajan, your family members and bandhus and friends and relatives, they're binding you with sneha. Sneha, asha, pash, sneha, pash, or the bonds of their affection. They always bind you, these relatives and friends. So, parityaja, give that, those connections up. Maya vesha manaha samyak. And let your mind be fixed on me. Samadrik, and have equipoised. Vicharasvagam. Gam is prithvi, this earthly planet. And you travel all over the planet. But then he's also going to say that that you should go to Badrikashram. And you stay in Badrikashram. And ultimately that is what he has done. If you go to Badrikashram, Dham, you will have darshan of not only Badri Narayan, but also, who will you have darshan of there? Of Vyasadeva also, that's another. Narad Muni also. But you'll have darshan of Uddhava there. In Vrindavan also there's a Badrikashram. On Prajamandal Parikrama as we go, one day we come to Badrikashram. And there is also darshan of Badri Narayan, Narayan Rishis, and there's darshan of Uddhava there. He was instructed to go to Badrikashram. So you take darshan there. But then he had also wished to stay in Vrindavan. So on the banks of Kusum Sarovar, which is not far from Radhakund, it is part of Govardhan Hill, Kusum Sarovar. So Uddhava stays on the banks of Kusum Sarovar in the form of grass and little bushes there, hoping that gopis, as they always come there, to pick up flowers and make garland, them into garlands on the way to Radhakund. They go there. So Uddhava's wish is that gopis would trample on me, on my head. So he's there in the form of grass and bushes. So he's there, and then he's in Badrikashram. And but Lord has given him lots of association right there and then. As he has come, he has spoken what is popularly known as the Uddhava Gita. Uddhava Gita. Like the Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava Gita. And there are chapter after chapter, must be 18 chapters or more. It's only Krishna and Uddhava are talking. Very important. Which also has similar topics, three modes of material nature and Jnana Yoga and Sankhya Yoga, and all these topics are also, they have been discussed by Krishna and Uddhava. Very important. So there are many, many chapters. This is the 11th canto of Bhagavatam for you to study. Please study. These 4 days of recitation of Bhagavatam is kind of coming to close. But from tomorrow, well, this is, we are doing this hoping that you would develop attraction for Bhagavatam and you would study Bhagavatam regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is a recommendation of, in Bhagavatam, about study of Bhagavatam. Nityam, regularly. Of course, you may say, I am pretty regular. Whenever Loknath Swami comes, once a year, I'm regular, you know, I'm regular. Regular. I'm there. Once a year, that's also regular. That's also nityam. Like some people, to the temple I go regularly. Every Janmashtami I'm there. But every day, those who come for Mangalarti every day, that is also nityam. You could call that also nityam, regular. And once a week is also regular, and once in lifetime, once in a year is also regular. So, we are encouraging. We should all have sets of Bhagavatam in your homes. I do see lots of the members of our congregation, their homes are decorated with Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita is there. Which Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Oh, you have Bhagavad Gita, yes? And I have, and it is kept as it is. Bhagavad Gita, I have kept it as it is, I have kept. As it is, Bhagavad Gita. It is as it is. From the time I purchased, it is as it is. So that's not the idea. So have Bhagavad Gita, have Bhagavatam. You should have all the books of Prabhupada. Whole library. And read them. Study them. You, family, children. This is a real nectar. This is life. This could transform America, the world. That potency is there. This book sometimes we describe as a time bomb. So if not today, well, best is read every day, but it's not a dated material like a newspaper. If you don't read it today, then tomorrow is a garbage. It's a dust bin. But Bhagavatam is eternal. So please have Prabhupada's books part of your
collections, library, and study them. So we'll have a little more. So nice. There's a lot more. It's a lot more. It's not a little more. So finally they have, just I think we'll summarize. So they have gone to they have reached Prabha's Kshetra, and they drank papu tatas tasmin mahapanam, drink mahapan, they drank mayerakam madhu, kind of a drink or intoxication beverage, that's the name, mayerakam. And so they have become all intoxicated and taking different, they also have, they had gone, they're Kshatriyas, so they always keep weapons, so they are arrows, swords, spears, lances, so with those weapons, they started battling. And eventually, as these weapons are breaking, and now then they are reaching this Eraka, you know, this something that had grown from this muscle, turned into powder, and and there is a big forest of it. So they are picking that up, and they're using that as a cane. It is pointed also at the end. And so this is a full-on show, you could see. Just few you are seeing there, but there are, this is just part of the scene. There are big numbers everywhere, all bloody scenes and breaking bones and heads and backs, and it just full-on battle. Then Balram mentioned it. Ramaha Samudra Velayam. Balram, he sits on the bank of ocean. Do you have anything about Balram? No. Yogamasthaya Paurusham Tata Tatyaja Lokam Manusham Sayojatmana Atmani. So he's sitting in asan on the bank of the ocean, and he says he merged into himself. And with that, he has left the planet. Rama Niryanam Alokya Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha. And the news of even Balaram's departure has reached Krishna. Then he has become serious, more serious about his own departure. And then he goes on the bank of Saraswati. There is Pippalam, one tree, small new people tree, and Lord has his back, is leaning against. You say leaning against, the tree is there, and he is leaning against that tree, and he has his left foot on his right thigh. There's a described like that. His left foot is on the right thigh, and the
the reason he has chosen this peepal tree and his back towards peepal tree is the peepal tree represents the material world. And his back towards material world means he is going away from the material world. That's the idea. And there's a whole description of his different symbols he's holding. He has a four-handed form there. And his pitambara, silk and yellow garments, and his beautiful face, his kaustubhamani, vanamala, garland he has around his neck. And as he is sitting there by himself, something is... you remember that the arrowhead was made with the muscle part, the muscle that was... So the hunter, one hunter, he has entered the forest, and from a distance he saw the feet of the Lord, the left foot, which is on the right thigh, and is a pinkish, you know, the foot seen from the distance. This person thought this is animal, most probably must be deer, and he shoots his arrow in the direction of thinking that's animal. And then, well, thinking, I got him. Kind of, he ran towards his prey. But he was surprised to find, oh no, oh, ajanata kritam vidam papena madhusudana, is addressing. Oh, unknowingly I did this. Oh, uttama sloka. Madhusudana. Yashya anusmaranam dranam. Ajnana dhvanta nashanam. He also says, my dear Lord, just by remembering you, the persons, Vrinam, Ajnana dhvanta, all the darkness of ignorance in that person is finished. Just by remembrance, by your remembrance, and that kind of Lord, O Madhusudan, O Uttama Slok, oh, I have done great wrong. Asadhum kratam prabho, tanmamashu jahi vaikuntha, Papmanam Mragalubdhakam. Says, my dear Lord, you take your weapon now and you kill me. This is what I deserve. And this is the only way possibly I could become free from the sin that I have committed. These are his words here. However, Lord's response is, no, never mind. Don't be afraid. Ma bhair jare jare. His name is Jara. This hunter is called Jara.
Tvam Uttishta. Get up, please get up. Kamaisha Kratohime. Oh, you simply acted as I wished. It is I have made you act in this way. Yahi Tvam Madanugyata Swargam Supratinam Pada. Now I order you, I bless you. Please move forward. Go up, go higher. Go to Vaikunth. Itya adishto bhagavata krishnena iccha sharirina. Three parikramyatam natva vimanena divam yayo. As he was ordered by the Lord to leave, go up to his abode. Prior to that, he does parikrama of the Lord. He circumambulates the Lord. Three parikramya, three times. Then natva, by offering his full prostrated obeisances. And by this time, vimanena, the aircraft was waiting for him. And he boards that plane. Divam yayo, and he goes to Lord's abode. He was dispatched like that. And then, now this is one more person he is going to meet, and that's Daruk. Hey Daruk! He's called him. And he says, Gaccha Dwaravatim Suta Yatinam Nidhanam Mithaha Shankarshanasha Niryanam Bandhubhyo Bruhi Madhasha. Says, you please rush, go to Dwarka right away. Well, what could I give the news to all the residents that Balaram has departed? Everyone else is long gone, and I also have followed them, and they should leave Dwarka, because when I leave, Maya Tyaktam Yadupurim Samudraha Plavayishyati, when I leave this planet, at that moment whole Dwarka is going to be drowned in the ocean. With that arrangement, I had borrowed that land to build my Dwarka Puri. I borrowed this land from ocean. So the time is going to be expired very soon. You better rush. Swam swam parigraham sarve adaya pitaro janaha arjunena avita sarva indraprastham gamishyatha. So everyone has to take their family, especially make sure my parents, put all of them in charge of Arjun's custody. Arjun will protect them and ask him to bring them to Indraprastha. Bring them to Indraprastha. So, what a message, what a news that Daruk had to carry to all those residents of Dwarka. What could he do? Is only he had to do this duty. He also tam parikramya namaskratya punaha punaha is He has offered, he has done also parikrama. He is also offering his obeisances again and again. Tat pado sirishnau upadhaya durmana. Although greatly distressed within, prayayo purim. He goes to Dwarkapuri. And now, with that, this is just few more moments. Lord is going to be in this world, and as demigods know, they have come back again, assembled. Atha tatra agamad, they have come. Brahma bhavanya samam bhavaha. Bhav has come, Bhavani has come. Or Bhav has come with Bhavani. Shiva has come with Shivani. Mahendra Pramukha Deva. They all have come. Drastukama Bhagavato Niryanam Paramotsukaha. They must see, they have to be there as Lord departs. And there also having celebration, chanting his glories, thanking him. Pushpa Varshani, they're off shouting flowers. The Apsaras are dancing, Gandharvas are singing. Each one is exhibiting their own art. Lokabhiramam svatanum dhyana dharana dhyana mangalam. Now Lord, as Balram had said, now Lord is sitting in dhyanavastha, in lotus posture, and Sanyoja Atmani Chatmanam Padmanetre Nyamilayat. And well, this is it. The final act of the Lord is he closes his eyes, not with the hands. He closes his eyes. And never to be opened again in this world. Dhamma, Dhamma, Vishatsvakam. And with that, he returned to his abode. Phalashruti. So anyone who listens to this pastime, sarva papai pramuchyate ya etad deva devasya vishno karmani janmacha kirtayet shraddhaya martya sarva papai pramuchyate. So anyone who listens to Lord's appearance and his activities, including his activity, his final act of his departure, one who describes and one who hears shraddhaya, with all faith, faithfully, sarva papai pramuchyate,
that person becomes free from all the sins, the reactions of all the sins. I go to Premanande Hari Hari.
Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ki. Bhagavad Gita 2006 Ki. Maharaj coming back next year Ki. Haribo.
Where are you? So who is next or what happened? Let's see what happens.
Tonight's donors are Ram Krishna Das and Krishna Kumar Das, please come up. Please come up. Ramesh and Saroj Soni, Dwarkadish and Leelavati, and Prabhupada Jivan Popat family. So these sponsors, please come up and get your Ashirvad from Maharaj. Come. Vishwambar, soft kirtan in the back, full band accompaniment, but softly. Swavas Maharaj, cello. Haribo. Yes, when you get the garland, do wear it. Yes, don't touch that dial. We still have a drama. We still have arati. The yajna is not over. You don't get the full benefit unless you stay till the end. So, close the doors. No one can leave.
Can you move this over?
Please. Yes. Next batch is the Arti Saver sponsors. Ram Krishna and Vidya, please come up. Rupanuga and Premanjana, please come. Rupanuga and Premanjana, please come. These sponsors should make room, please. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way. This way. This way. Come this way. way. This way. This way. Okay. Supriya and Rahul Bahari. Kavita and Sangeeta.
Please chant with us.
Vandana Joshi and family. Amarnath Das. Sanjay Sanchania family. So please come.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Please come, don't wait. Come, come, chalo, chalo.
Krishna, Hare.
Chalo, chalo.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama.
Congratulations.
Rama, Hare Hare.
Please chant.
Yes. Okay, which one is you? Is that you? Nice. You got okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.